This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Tim Nichols, and we're going to be talking about how to grow your business 3,000,000%. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, Rafe. Thanks for having me, man.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Tim Nichols, and I am a financial advisor, and I'm the president and CEO of Nichols Wealth Management here in Rockwall, Texas.
Now, tell us about your business.
I moved to Rockwall and didn't know a single person 5 years ago, and I've been a financial advisor for 15 years, but I decided to go independent, and I went to Rockwall because it looked like an ideal place to be. Interesting thing starting a business when you don't know anyone in a town where it is highly diluted in whatever your industry is. So, I put my faith in God on that and grew the business in the first year from 0 to 3,000,000%, and did it by a process that I've developed over the years.
Awesome. So what does it mean to grow your business 3,000,000%?
Well, in the financial industry, we use a metric of assets under management. And so when I moved from a particular bank and went independent, I came to Rockwall with zero in assets under management. And I had to start from scratch.
Right.
And by the end of that first year, I had $3 million in assets under management. So I guess mathematically speaking, when I took the first dollar under management, that kind of started the math and grew 3,000,000%.
Gotcha. Awesome. Okay, so you started your business in Rockwall, didn't know anyone, and the first year you grew at 3,000,000%. How'd you do that?
Well, it's a process I've developed over the years of using only the Chamber of Commerce. I really didn't even have any money to pay for marketing or anything like that, no print marketing or anything. All I had was me. Right. And I poured all of my marketing dollars into the Chamber of Commerce. A big reason for that was I was going independent and I didn't have a big name behind me, so I needed to establish some credibility pretty quickly. Also, I needed to be where the people were, be where networks were and things like that. I didn't want to go door knocking like I'd done in the past with other businesses. So anyway, I learned five parts of the process, broke it down pretty easy, and I still do these to this day. That was deepen relationships quickly, elevate my profile within the community, leverage networks, establish credibility, and build community.
So let's talk about networking. What are some basic ways to network?
Well, a lot of people, I think, misunderstand what networking is. Take an event-driven thing, let's say through the Chamber of Commerce. A lot of people think that they need to go just pass out business cards and go just introduce themselves to everyone they can. To me, that's more of a branding move, and it doesn't, in a business like mine, it's not that effective to do it that way.
Right.
What I learned to do is, in my networking, I wanted to have about five deep conversations in the whole time I was at that event.
Right.
And I wanted to try to go one or two levels deep into that individual's networks. So I wanted to establish such a relationship with that person that they would want to introduce me to one or two of their friends or family members.
Huh. That's awesome. So do you use social media to help you out with that?
I do. What that does is create a presence for you. So there are people who I meet at those events, let's say, who they want to check me out to see what kind of person I am. So they will go to social media, and I even do this with other people too, but they will look to see what my family relationships are, what my community relationships are. They look to see how active I am in the community. Sometimes they look to see who your friends are, who you're hanging around, what kind of pictures you post on social media. That's important. I mean, I've seen people destroy their careers by what they post on social media. So
yep.
All of that's very important, but I don't even really have to I'm going to say for me, I didn't have a lot of money to put towards Facebook ads and things like that. But what I was trying to do was elevate my profile, not just within the physical community, but within the virtual community. And so I did post a lot of things, shared a lot of articles. I really wanted to build up other people, because if I could build up other people, even on social media, I became noticed.
That's awesome.
And it established my credibility.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's great. So what are some basic ways to find people to network? I mean, do you go to networking, you know, clubs and meetings and stuff like that? Or is it generally like spur of the moment, you're invited to some sort of event that wasn't intended as that?
Well, being the entrepreneur that I am always at work. So I don't really get time off. And I mean, I've seen you post about the 12-hour days and things like that.
Yeah, it
runs about, you know, 24 hours a day, and you're always thinking about what can I do to grow my business. So I have found myself networking in the line at Walmart.
So, that's awesome.
You know, wherever there's a group of people, I am always listening. It's kind of like I equate it to jumping rope. Okay, you remember double dutch back when you're elementary school? You know, you see the rope and you're just waiting on your time to get in that conversation. I'm always listening for that opportunity to enter that conversation. So I might be overhearing someone talking at an event or something like that, and I'm just waiting on my opportunity. But it happens like that no matter where I am. So I'm always looking for that opportunity to network. Now, it's helpful when you have groups of people or planned events, especially if you know someone is there that you need to deepen a relationship with.
Right.
So in those situations, I actually go in with a plan to deepen relationships with those people. I don't want it to be wasted time.
Huh. So back to referring your friends to, hold on, let me rephrase what I'm about to say. Back to referring your new networked friends to their friends. Like, is there a certain way that you do that? Do you ask them, like, you know, to connect you with a certain people, or does it naturally happen organically?
It happens organically because I've trained myself to ask certain questions.
Right.
Because let me go back to a basis for where I came up with this process. Zig Ziglar is known for saying you can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get out of life what they want.
Right.
Or get what they want. And so that became my underlying, motto, creed, whatever. So I just wanted to help other people, other businesses, grow their business or grow individually, however I could help them. So even if they were not a business owner and they didn't appear like it was anybody that could help me, I was going to make sure that I could help them, because then they would become a loyal referral source for me if I could help them. So what I wanted to do was ask them questions to be genuinely interested in what they were doing and what their goals were. And it didn't even have to be financial goals. You know, I wasn't after necessarily their financial business. I wanted to help them as a person. So I would ask questions in a way that I was always thinking, who could I put them with to help them in their personal life or in their career or meet certain goals or anything like that. So what I would do is I would go into that networking event with those people in mind, and be asking questions to whoever I was deepening that relationship with. And if I knew of someone else at that event who could help them further their life or their goal, I would actually physically take them over to introduce them to that person, explain to them how the new person might be able to help them, and create that relationship right there, and then help them deepen. And I could actually back out of that, and they would both be grateful for that introduction, but I didn't have to participate in it, or I could, depending on the situation. But it allowed me to go build another relationship as well. So both of those people that I just connected would become loyal referral sources for me.
Huh. That's awesome.
That's leveraging networks.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Hey, final comments. You could just share anything that's on your mind. So I'm opening it up for you to talk.
Well, I would say that leveraging networks was key for me in building my business. I would say as far as deepening these relationships, make the most of 30-second moments. Know why you're having a conversation. Ask genuine, insightful questions. Ask open-ended questions. Make friends first. Business will come later. And then you might even alternate between questions based in fact versus emotion. Stay positive and give praise. And really, you might, for your listeners, they might even check out Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he has in there 6 ways of how to make people like you. That goes a long way.
Awesome. Tim, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Rafe. And I appreciate you having me on your show.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.